Jay Wright, I'm in here with DJ Mad Max, Pro Flow Radio, whoisjaywright.com. Make sure you go check out What About Her.
Millennium Music Mission.
ProFlowRadio.com.
Go! ProFlowRadio.com.
In the Inferno?
On demand and live pro in your
you know? Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, Mr. Jay Wright, I want to thank you for joining us on Pro Flow Radio. We've been doing this a long time, and we like to feature artists that have a real, real authentic and unique talent, as well as positive, too. I've noticed some of your music, a lot of your music is real positive and real, inspiring in a way. So, if you don't mind, Jay Wright, from Atlanta, right?
I'm actually from Illinois, but I'm based in Atlanta.
Okay. Cool. You did a ludicrous thing, huh?
Something like
absolutely
that.
Absolutely did. Yeah. That's what's up. You familiar with Four Eyes?
I am.
Okay, cool. Yeah, some of my homies. Let's see. Mr. J. Wright, can you please tell the audience where they can find you at online?
Who is J. Wright on Instagram? The Real J. Wright on Twitter? WhoIsJayWright.com, WhoIsJayWright on Facebook. It's a real Who Is Jay Wright movement right now.
Yeah, I see. You're very official. I'm impressed on the presentation. It looks really good. So they can pretty much go any one of those websites. They can go Google you, no problem, find you easily. One of the main reasons why we started, why we wanted this interview is because I wanted to find out a little bit about that new single you got out, because it's really hot. I like the whole theme. Can you give them the song title and kind of a brief description of what it's all about?
The song is called What About Her, and it's about my vision of what could happen to my daughter because I'm not in her life, because I'm pursuing my dreams and the choices that her mother made. So it's really, when I'm saying what about her in the chorus, I'm really asking, like, what about her? What about her? When you're making these decisions, what about her? What about your daughter? So, I mean, it's a really deep track. I know it's a little different from what's out right now, but I had to do what was true to me.
Yeah, I love it. What made you come up with this whole concept and idea?
Honestly, one day I was just looking at my daughter, man, you know, and me and her mother really aren't close anymore. So I was just looking at my daughter, and I was just imagining what her life would be like. Like, it could go down so many different paths, and I have a real twisted mind, so this was my worst-case scenario.
Okay. That's crazy, man. So, this single, is it just, it's not on an album or anything like that, it's just more like just a track you want to get out there right now?
I like to call it a warm-up single.
Okay.
It's coming for the Who Is Jay Wright project that'll come out June 10th.
Sweet. You want a label?
I am independent right now. I got a situation in the works. So I can't really talk about it, but
yeah,
everything thus far. I used to be signed to Def Jam a few years ago.
Where?
I was signed to Def Jam in 2009. I was over there until 2011. It just didn't work out. So, you know, I've been independent ever since.
Yeah, well, I don't think you mean pretty much lost anything. You know, it's all independent anyhow these days. So I'm looking at one of the things I want to just bring up real quick, and I'm looking at these t-shirts, since I've got J. Cole, I think that was like the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. Because, of course, when people see you, they see the hair, they see the color, you know, they're like, oh, that's J. Cole all day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but, how do you set yourself apart from him?
Well, you know, I just have to be me. Like, we grew up in different situations, you know what I mean? Like, he grew up without his father around. You know what I mean? Like, my father was actively in my life until he passed, and then I had a really active stepfather. So I've always had that, and then I was in the streets. So, I mean, that's really two of the main differences. I really was in the streets. So when I'm talking about things, I'm talking from a point of view of I don't want other people to do what I had to do. You know what I mean? So, like, the deadbeat fathers and all of that, like, I've seen it. So I want to talk about it and encourage people to do different. So that's how I separate myself, like, our lives are, our backstories are different, so there's no way we could be the same.
Yeah, I know, that's right. It's funny, I've been watching you actually for a while. I've seen a lot of your music, and what got you started with doing music? How did you get started?
Well, actually, my older brother was a producer, still is a producer, and my father was a DJ. So
okay.
I always grew up around music. Like, I always wanted to be a singer, I always wanted to be a rapper, I always wanted to be a writer. So I've been doing this as long as I can remember, like writing songs since I was probably like 5-6 years old.
How long you been in Atlanta?
I've only been in Atlanta for about a year now.
Okay. Well, how was the transition for you?
I love the transition. Honestly, you know, like, Illinois is so violent right now. Like,
oh, yeah, Chicago. I forgot about that.
So I actually, the main reason why I moved down here is I actually got shot last. I got shot probably 4 or 5 months before I moved to Atlanta.
Really?
So I didn't think I was going to make it to see my next birthday if I didn't leave.
Where they hit you at?
So what happened, they tried to shoot me in the head, and I turned around, they tried to shoot me in the back of the head, and I turned around before the gun went off, and I put my arm up, they shot me in the shoulder, right below my tattoo that says Faith.
Mm. Wow, that's pretty close, man, that's pretty close. You don't seem to be the type of guy to be in that kind of situation, you know?
I mean, that's the whole point, like, I don't want to glorify the things that I've been through or the things that I've done in my past. I don't want to glorify it because I don't want kids to think that's the right way to get to where I'm at. So I don't like speaking on a lot of stuff unless it's in a way where I can educate you. So, I mean, I really was in the streets growing up, though, for real, for real.
So, we've talked, you know, you've already expressed to your sentiments about life and, you know, not promoting negative things, stuff like that. To me, if you could elaborate a little bit more on, like, the style of music that you produce overall, can you give the audience a description of what they will hear when they come see you on YouTube or when they go listen to your music everywhere on the internet? What are they going to hear?
You're going to get, like, the new age Tupac mixed with a little LL Cool J.
Oh, snap. That's pretty slick. Like, that's how go ahead.
Nah, like, you're gonna get those real emotional songs that's really gonna make you feel something. I'm a storyteller, so you're gonna get those amazing stories like Slick Rick and the ladies love Cool J, right?
You know what
I'm saying? So
that's awesome, man. What's one of your favorite songs that you've done aside from the new single? What's the new single again called?
What about her?
What about her? Right. What's one of your other favorite songs people can go check out?
You can go check out a song I did called "Closer to My Dreams." That's probably my probably gonna be my all time favorite song that I've ever done.
Well, why?
Because I got more personal in that song than I've ever gotten any song. I told my entire truth, good and bad and ugly, and I think that that's why it's going to be my favorite song forever, because
yeah,
I had enough
I
courage
that.
To tell people things that most artists wouldn't.
You know, what's something that, other than that, that's been hard to overcome in the industry or just in life in general?
Life in general, I mean, coming from the lifestyle that I came from and, you know, just the area that I came from, I've seen a lot of death. I lost 3 of my older cousins. I lost my grandfather. I lost my best friend. Like, I lost everybody. So, I mean, just dealing with losses and learning how to be alone and continue to move forward without the people that you thought was going to be there in the end. Like, that's one of the toughest things to deal with. And then I said the second toughest thing I had to deal with was being in this industry is just you're so real and the industry's so fake and everything is a facade. So you have to learn how to deal with fake. In the streets, if somebody's being fake, they get dealt with. You put your hands on them, you know, things go left. In the industry, if you act like that, like if I spaz out on somebody when they play me for some money or something, like I'm gonna get blackballed. So you have to learn how to deal with the fake. So that's been my biggest transition in the industry.
Man, that's almost advice. That's like my next question. Advice for individuals that are trying to come up in the industry. You know, aside from the fact that they got to realize how to deal with the fake, what advice would you give them?
Man, don't get in this for the money. If you're not doing this because you love music, it's all you dream about, don't get in this industry because it's not for you.
Wow, that's some good advice. I needed that, actually. I really needed that. Let's see, my man. What's been like one of the best experiences of doing this music thing for you? Like one of your most highly memorable moments?
I'll just speak on something recent. Recently, I got to work with Timberland, and that was
really
beyond amazing. Yeah, like I put the photos all on my Instagram. He gave me shout outs on Instagram. Like,
oh, that's what's up, bro. That's a genius right there. He got that sound that just changed the game, and he still has his own thing going on. He's really, really thorough, you know?
Yeah, like, he's so, like, we were in the studio for 3 weeks straight, every day.
Really?
12 hours a day for 3 weeks straight.
For real?
I got to see him in a way that I never even imagined that with any level of success that I'd be working with Timberland. Like, he's responsible for Aaliyah, Missy, Genuine, his own career, Justin Timberlake, so many different people, so many
everybody, Jigga, you know what I'm saying? All everybody.
Like, come on, man, like dust your shoulders off. Like, see so many hits that he did. Like, come on, like, to
they
see
don't
that
know.
Firsthand, and then to talk to him about certain things. We got to talk about Aaliyah. We got to talk about how the industry used to be and how it is now. We got to really just, you know, I got to know him as a person. Outside of his creative side and the artwork, and it was just a beautiful experience.
Man, during the person on the planet that wouldn't want to be in your shoes right now, bro, that is an amazing thing. Now, I also, since you started mentioning things like that, I had a flashback where I think I saw you on some kind of a TV or film set, you know what I'm saying? You were doing something with somebody, weren't you, like on a TV show or some
It was probably Empire.
I thought I saw that. What was that about?
You know, I pulled a couple strings. You know, Timberland is the executive music producer for Empire, and his wife is the casting director.
Oh, wow.
So I
was wondering how you got that plug.
Yeah, I started acting about a year and a half ago, just really trying to diversify my entertainment skills. So, I mean, I called in a favor and was like, bro, what can you do for me? He was like, I can get you a small role. It won't be nothing big. And I was like, I'm on my way. Say no more.
Exactly, dog. For real, man. That's crazy, bro. It's dream come true stuff, man. So with you already having this kind of success, you know, like, what do you see next?
And I just want to keep putting out good music and music that people can respond to. Like, we put out What About Her, and it got 1.4 million views in 48 hours. Like, over 40,000 shares. Like, I think we're at 40 something thousand shares right now. Like, and just endless comments of people saying this is the type of music that the industry needs right now. So if I'm ever making
people cool
with that, you said what?
I know you're doing something right because you got like 600 likes on the t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Crazy.
On a t-shirt.
It's crazy.
So it's like,
right. It's because,
I haven't put out any music for myself. I've been writing for other people, so I haven't put out any music for myself in 3 years. So to come back and this be my first single in 3 years, and the response is like this, like, it's a blessing.
That's awesome, bro. So let's see. I know you said you don't really want to talk about the things you have in the works with labels or anything like that, but are you like an open artist, like a free agent or something like that, or is it more kind of closed off right now?
I have a situation on the table. It's not finalized yet, but I do have a situation on the table that I'm working on getting finalized. But as of now, I'm not in any contracts with anybody, so I do whatever I want.
You collaborate?
I collaborate with everybody. I'm going to be working with an amazing R&B singer by the name of David Corey very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I got something with Rich Homie Quan that's coming out really soon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Quan is the big homie. Who else? Who else we got? I got the Timberland track. That's really dope.
I can't wait to hear that.
And it's got Quentin Miller on it.
Okay. Dang, you doing big things, bro. But you said Quentin Miller. Where's he from?
He's from Atlanta. If you remember the reason why Drake and Meek Mill started beefing. It's because Meek said Quentin Miller wrote all his bars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was, I wasn't familiar with the name of the guy, but I know that somebody that came out tried to... how you feel about Drake? Like, what you think about him?
I mean, he's an amazing artist. Like, you can't knock his skill or his hustle. Like, he's done things that no other artist has been able to accomplish. He's getting endorsement deals that nobody else can get. Like, he's the ambassador for the Toronto Raptors. Like, he got a whole city on his back. Like, you can't do nothing but respect that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man. So, after all this, you know, you got all these fans, 1.8 million, I mean, millions of people come and check the video out. You got hundreds just loving a t-shirt. You know, what would you say to your fans?
Man, I just really appreciate all the support. Like, I couldn't be me if it wasn't for them. Like, they are what makes me at this point in my life. Outside of my family and my friends, like, my fans are who I do this for. Like, I do this for them. Like, the type of music I make, it's therapy for me and them.
You know, when I originally hit you up, I didn't remember how polished and experienced and to a certain extent successful as you are. But you are extremely humble. I kind of knew, I didn't really realize how humble you were, but I also was not sure if we would have this interview so soon. You're very professional, very prompt. So, and you're early. You were early on the interview. I had to tell you to call me back. You know what I'm saying? I'm not used to that. You know what I'm saying? So, how did you develop this kind of ethic?
I mean, I just been broke. That's really it. Like, I've been really broke. Like, I've been homeless. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was sleeping in park benches and inside of the little slides at the public park.
Really?
And abandoned buildings for like 8 months of my life. So I don't ever want to go back to that. Like, when you have those memories, you appreciate everything that you have. Like, even if you look at the video, everybody that's commenting on my video, I've liked their comment and attempted to comment back. Anybody that messages me, I always comment back no matter how long it takes. You know what I mean?
That's a beautiful thing, man. You were a definite pro flow artist. Your flow is professional. Your everything is professional. That's why we got you on the show. We appreciate the time. We want to do whatever we can to help spread the word for you. So we're going to put this website together. We would like to request that if you know in the future, you know, don't forget about the little people. Come back or holler at us again. Give us an update as often as you can, you know, with your stuff, because, you know, you're one of those individuals that it just like all makes sense. So what I want to ask you at this point, no doubt, bro. What I want to ask you at this point is, I wanted to see if you can give some shout outs and some, you know, final statements just to the audience listening to you. Tell them again where to find you at online as well.
Man, just thank you to all the fans. Thank you to everybody that shows support. Thank you to my family, my mom, my sister, my brother-in-law, my stepfather. Thank you to my baby girl for being in the video. Like, thank you for the whole crew that came out. Again, and I can't say this enough. Like, I wouldn't be able to be here if I didn't have all of the love from the fans and my family supporting me. So I appreciate y'all. As much as y'all need me, I need you.
That's what's up, man. And if you can, you squeeze out one more last statement, just overall, one of those things where, you know, like, let's say you got billions in the bank now, and what would you say, like, if you was, like, right there, right now?
Man, no matter how much money, no matter how much fame, I'm going to always be me, and I'm always going to be reachable. Like, I'm always going to be that artist that you guys can reach out to, no matter what. So don't think that because you see me doing something amazing that I can't stop and have a conversation for you. If you could take time out your life to listen to my music, I can take time out of my life to listen to your story and talk to you. So I'm always available. Y'all can hit me up at any time, man. I don't sleep. Go ahead. I love y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Change the game. That's what's up, Jay, right? We appreciate it. I'm going to get this taken care of for you. Give me a day or so. I have some progress on what it's going to look like online. I'll send it to you before it goes out, and we'll do some press about it. And, you know, I'll give you all the links to where, you know, it'll come up on Facebook looking real smooth. So I appreciate it, man. Like I said, if you ever need anything our way, you know, we do a lot of different things all this way. I'm in Ohio, Akron, Ohio, to be exact, you know, LeBron James area. So,
true.
You know, we understand the whole idea of going from the bottom to the top, you know what I'm saying? So,
We're here.
We appreciate it, man. So I'm
man,
looking forward to,
man.
I'm looking for, you know, no doubt. I'm looking forward to the future, listening to your music and following your career. So I'll be hitting you up, though. You know, even if you forget, I'll be hitting you up. Like, well, don't forget about me. I'm trying to come. Can I get that interview? You know what I'm saying? Cause you can't
get
it.
Nah, my number's not going to change. That's one thing about me. Like,
Everything's changing now. Life's rearranging now. She lives with her moms, her pop has the bond, but he's gone and she don't know how to deal with the stress and the pain. She feels like she's going.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxseat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
ProFlowRadio.com. In the Inferno. On demand and live. Pro in the audio.